Ramah, then there is no requirement of it. But then he has the kasha from the point of view of Eliezer. So they have to know. They have to know that it's the husband of this woman who appointed him a shliach, not the other Israelim. And they don't know. So that is only true according to the Bihoni's version of Rav Lazar. But it's not true according to Abaye's version of Rav Lazar. So in other words, Tesis Kashi is directed alibi Rabbi Yirmiye. Alibi Rabbi Yirmiye Rabbi Yirmiye's version of Rav Lazar. So Mele, so it's not the Kashi against Rashi, because we passed in there like Abaye, not like Rabbi Yirmiye. So Mele, it's no kashe according to Rav Lazar, and according to Rav Meir, it's no kashe, because Rashi can agree with the Shif of the Ramban that it doesn't have to be Muhammadecha according to Rav Meir. Anyway, so Tesis rejects Rashi Pshat. Veimari, the Hod Atzlecha Bon and Hochem, Haile Kidei Shelo Yehare Habal V'yema Shekosve Yaseife Kidei L'Islami V'hu Echdim Oloveidim Shehu Lo Yevokal Ishmi. So the Rishon says it's not, the Chachomim didn't require the Shliach Tzipponecht Menechtam because of the Chashosh of doing his initiative. No, the Chachomim required in Ponechtam Menechtam because of the possibility lest the Baal will come and contest it and will be Ma'ar, that Yishaloi Mishmi. All right. Rabbi Kiligas Kashi. Rabbi Kiligas Kashi, why does the Gemara say that the Chachomim, why does Rabbi say Chachomim require the Shliach to say b'fonei nechtam because of Shlishmo. If he says b'fonei nechtam, so then it is not, because what's the Choshe? Maybe it was written Lishmo, but signed Shaloi Lishmo. Now if it was written Lishmo, how is it possible that it should be written Lishmo and that it should be signed Shaloi Lishmo? They should be signed with Lishmo. Only it was written, the Sefer wrote it in order that this particular Baal should divorce his wife with that get, and then the Eidim signed it, Shalom Midas HaMeschayev. So if the Eidim signed Shalom Midas HaMeschayev, so it's not only Shalom Lishmo. It's no Chsili, it's no Eides, no Chnoras, it's possible. So I said at that time that according to Rashi, and then I saw that Rabbi Kiligar himself mentions it. I didn't remember at that time that Rabbi Kiligar himself mentioned it. That according to Rashi Shittim, that in all Mishmos, in Kol HaTerek Kuleh, whether it's in Kochim or in Get or in Sina Sinator, there is a loche that the Machshove Mishmo has to be coupled with the verbalization. In other words, it's not enough if the Sefer or the Eidim just have in mind to write the get or to sign the get on behalf of this Baal, on behalf of this Isha, in order that he should be able to be Megarish his wife with this get. But he has to say it. I mean, this is the practice. So when the Sefer starts writing the get, he says, Harini Kesei Vesaget, Lishimo Ish, Lishima Baal, Lishimo Ish, Lishimo Ish. And the Eidim also, they have to say it, they have to verbalize. Harini Mechesi, Lishima Baal, Lishim Isha, Lishim Gersh. Shim Gersh. So Mele, here the Choshi is, when Rashi says that we are Cheshish only for Shneisim Shimen, that's in connection with the Ksivus Haget. Because who writes the get? A Sefer. So Stam Sefer, the Yaine Migmag Mire. So there isn't even a muted of Sofrim who don't know the din of Lishmo. Because one does not become a Sefer just like that, out of the blue sky. He goes through a period of training. So he knows the din of Lishmo, according to Rashi. But we are afraid maybe there was an incident with Yisim Shimon, and maybe Yisim Shimon number one, so told the Sefer to write the get, and the Sefer wrote the get, and then Yisim Shimon number one changed his mind, says Yisim Shimon, then Yisim Shimon number two showed up, and he told the Sefer to write the get, so the Sefer said, oh, I have the get already, and at the spur of the moment, so he forgot about the din of Lishmo. So that's in regard to Ksivus HaGet. So in regard to Ksivas HaGet, we have to be afraid for the contingency of Shnei Yisrael B'Shimen, because otherwise we shouldn't be Cheshish, because Tam Sifrei Dayanim Igmar Gemirei. So there isn't even a Miyuta de Miyuta, nothing. But because of that, so that Choshe is like Miyuta de Miyuta. So the Rabbon Mudatz, Mashei Kein, Ligabi Ksivas HaGet, anybody can become an Eide, an Eide. So there is no chazoke that stam Jews is midmar mirei. There is no such chazoke. Stam sifra dain in midmar mirei, but not stam Jews in midmar mirei. So memele, there is a possibility that they don't know the dinel lishmo. But even though there is a possibility they don't know the dinel lishmo, it's impossible that they should sign the shalom lishmo. Because if the Baal told them to sign it, and they signed it because the Baal told them to sign it, so maybe it's Lishmo. What does Lishmo mean? Lishmo means he signs it on behalf of this Baal. If the Baal told them to sign it, and they signed it in order that this Baal should be able to divorce this wife with this get, so that's Lishmo. But Rashi Shita is that all Lishmo requires verbalization. So there's sometimes Jews don't know that enough Lishmo that it requires verbalization. So that's the question. So then Rabbi Kriga himself mentions it. I saw it. But the question is, how about the Sheikh Rambam? So then it's not possible in all other stories. Because it is Nasim Dasam Israel. We're not Cheshish. Maybe they signed it when another husband told them to sign, not this husband, then it would be possible in all stories, not only in yet. So it's not Nasim Dasam Yisrael, it's not Echsine, it's nothing, it's nothing at all. But we are change, maybe they signed it under the directive of the Baal, but they didn't couple it with the verbalization, they didn't say, Harion Uruchesmi, Lishim Abal, Lishim Yishol, Lishim Yishol. According to Rashi, so the Chesim is possibly the Raisi. Because every Lishmo has to be coupled with the verbalization. But so according to Rashi, we can answer Rav Kriya's Kashi. But how about the Rambam Shite? So even according to the Rambam Shite, that Lishmo doesn't have to be coupled with the verbalization. So then you can ask. So all it requires is they should have that machshove. And what does machshove mean? If the Baal told them to sign and they signed it because the Baal told them to sign, so mainly it's lishmo. The answer is, it's possible that sometimes when Edim sign it, now, takes the symbol mitzie, I think it's Daf Yudzayin, says that it's possible for a husband to write, to execute two get. One get should be the get a shtakiyah. And one get should be ishtarai. He doesn't formulate it in that loshen, I mean two get. But teitzve says sikashe, in case a get is lost. So I mean, so teitzve says, why couldn't Edim give another get to the Isha to serve as a raya, as long as we know that she is divorced. So why couldn't we give another get? Anyway, so from that tasteless, it's muchach, that it's possible for Edim to execute, to sign two get. One get to be used as a shtaki, and the other get to be used as a shtarai. And the same thing means that if someone is Mikadish, you know, one can be Mikadish and Isho Bikesef, and he can be Mikadish and Mishtar. So it's possible, according to this thesis, that if a husband is Mikadish the Isho with Kesef, as today, so everybody is Mikadish and Isho with the Tabas. So it's still possible, according to thesis, that the same husband should give her a Shtar. Not a Shtar of Dushin, a Shtar Kinyan of Dushin, but a Shtarai, in order that the Isha should have a right. She shouldn't have to produce Edim all the time when she wants to prove that she is married to a certain man. So, according to Tesis, it's possible that even though the Baal was Mikadisha with the Tabas with Kesev, he should still give her Ishtab Dushlechai. Just as we can execute a Ishtar Raya of Alvoy, so we can execute the Ishtar Raya of Gid. The Shita of Rabbi Avigdeh, the Mordechai at the end of Gdushin, mentions in the name of Rabbi Avigdeh that this is impossible. Because all stories are mipiksov. Except there is Ixeras HaKosuf in Yirmiyeh, because he be safer of Hasein. So Rabbi Avigdeh says that Ixeras HaKosuf, because he be safer of Hasein, applies only to Mommy. There is no Ixeras HaKosuf with Abi Yisa. So then the question arises, how is he get effective? How is Ishtar Dushin effective? It should be Piksovom. The answer is there is Ixeras HaKosuf because of Losefer Chrisus and Makish Abaya Litzie. So there is Ixeras HaKosuf of Ishtar Dushin. But that Ixeras HaKosuf tells us of Ishtar, of a get that divorces, that terminates the marital relationship between the husband and wife. That is Ishtar Tien. That Ixeras HaKosuf of Makish Abaya Litzie tells us that there is a shtar that makes a married, that is a shtar kinyan. So the melee, so then it's not mipiksov. And if it is effective as a shtar kinyan, so the melee it's effective as a shtarai also. But if he's mikadish the isha with kesef, Rabbi Avigdeh says he cannot give her a shtarai that she is mikadeshes, because it's Piksomo. But by Alvoye there is a separate Ixeras HaKosuf, a special Ixeras HaKosuf, because it's Misibul Hasid. So that's contrary to Teis Rishite. So according to Teis Rishite, that there is a halochi. There is a halochi of shtarai even by get. So Mimele, the reason is why the Chachomim Mochish is by get. Maybe they didn't sign it shalom ishmo. And the kash of Rabbi Meir is, according to the Rambam Shite, that Lishmo does not have to be coupled with the verbalization. So the Mele, what kind of Choshe is there? Once we know that the get was written Lishmo, so then there shouldn't be any Choshe. Unless we are Hishish, maybe somebody else, not the Baal, told the Eidim to sign. Another Baal told the Eidim to sign. So then it would be possible by other stories also. So it's not Nasim Nasim Israel. But according to Rashi Shita, it has to be coupled with the verbalization. So the Choshe here is, not less the Eidim signed it, Shalom Nasim Israel. Then it would be possible by other stories also. But maybe they signed it under Nasim Israel, but they didn't couple it with the verbalization. They didn't say Harinu Chesmin Lishim Abal Shim Shoshim Gershim. But according to the Rambam, there is no such requirement that they should say Harinu Chesmin Lishim Abal Shim Shoshim Gershim. So as long as they signed it, because the Baal told them to sign it, so it's Lishmo. Unless we are Cheshish, maybe they signed it without authorization by the Baal. Then it's Shalom Lishmo. But then not only Shalom Lishmo. Then it's supposed to be another story also, it's not Nasim Nasim Israel. So it's not just that the Chsim in Shalom Lishmo, there is no Chsim altogether. That's how we ask Kashi. The answer is no. We are Cheshish. We are not Cheshish. Maybe the Eidim signed it Shalom Nasim Israel. If we want to be cheshish for that, we have to be cheshish by all stories. But then it wouldn't have an echsime. It wouldn't be an echsime. But we are cheshish. Maybe they didn't sign it, midas ha-mischayim. But when they signed it, their intention was to sign it in order that the ishe should have a chayim to get married. But they didn't sign it with the intention that it should be used by the Baal to terminate the marital relationship so that she will become divorced with that get. Maybe their intention was just to sign it in order to accommodate the isha, that the isha should have a riot, but not that this get should terminate the marital relationship. So then it's Shalom Lishmo. That's how Mishayim it is. But it's Shalom Lishmo. So you ask, so that is all right according to the Shita of Tesis. But how about the Shita of Rabbi Avigdeh? How about the Shita of Rabbi Avigdeh? And the Rambam, we have to say, agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Avigdeh. Because the Rambam Shita is that all Shtores is only mit Rabbanon. And mit Reise, there is no halacha pshtores, and it's mit Piksovot. So the kasha of the Rambam is, but how about Gittin, Gdushin, all stories? So Reb Chaim says that the Rambam is made that Shtori Kinyan is a special Zerasa Kosov. And if Shtori Kinyan is a special Zerasa Kosov, so once it is effective as a Shtar Kinyan, so the male it serves also in Shtaraye. But in the case where it's not effective as a Shtar Kinyan, so by Shtori Momen it's only effective in Rabbonon. But with Reise, even by Shtori Momen it's not effective. Certainly, by Gittinu Gdushin, it couldn't be effective. So the Rambam. So even though, according to the Rambam, one could not al Pidin execute two Gittin, one get as Ishtar Kinyan, and one get as Ishtar Ayeh. So that's the truth al Pidin. But it's likely that the Edim are not such Lomdim, and that the Edim, true, they signed it Midas HaMishayev, so the Mele, they signed it in order that it should be used by the Isha, but their intention was to sign that gate in order to accommodate the Isha, that the Isha should not be in a situation where she will not be able to prove that she was divorced. But their intention was not to sign it in order that this get should terminate the marital relationship. It's possible. So Yachish for that. Even though Al Pidin, there couldn't be such a Shtarai. But that doesn't mean that the Edim have to follow up the Deen the way it is according to the Rambam. So even though according to the Rambam, there couldn't be a get couldn't be effective as a Shtarai if it is not a Shtar Kinyan. But it's very possible that Edim don't know the Deen, and they know there is such a thing as Ishtaraye. So the Mele, when the Baal Ashtar, the Baal, told them to sign it, they signed it, but with the intention that the Ishe should be able to use it as a Raya. But they didn't have the intention to sign it in order that the Baal should divorce his wife with that. So then it shall be more. But it doesn't say it. Now, the Rashi here. So, when the Gemara, now let's see, the Gemara here, according to Rashi. So the Gemara, I'm pointing it out because there is a difference between Rashi's Pshat and the Gemara and Tesis Pshat and the Gemara. Now, according to Rashi, so when the Chachomim, when Rabbi says that before Nainechta was enacted because of Lishmo, so we are mamish cheshish for Shalom Lishmo, because of the contingency, the possibility of Shteis Mishim. According to Tesis, we are not cheshish for that. Because if we were to be cheshish for it, so even if it was written Lishmo, it would be possible according to Rameya, because it's not Mucham Teche. The answer is we are not cheshish for it. So what is the Choshe? The Choshe is, maybe the Baal will be Mehari. Maybe the Baal will be Mehari. So in other words, so that's the only reason as to why the Chachomim enacted in the Shliach should say Fonechta Fonechta. Not to make sure that there is no Shalom Lishmo Mitzad Atzmo, but only to be able to preclude a mirror of the Baal. They believe the whole Atzmo Chabono. Hoche Heineken is in Yare Rabal, Vima Shikosvi Asefer, and the Islamate, Vu Hertim Olavedim, Shehu Loyo Bokush. Now, Rashi, the Gemore, has the same kashes, Alibi the Rabbe and Alibi the Rabbe. Now, we went over the Gemore, Alibi the Rabbe. So, now let's go over the Gemore, Alibi the Rabbe. Ul Rabbe the Oma Alifishin Edim Mitsuri Kaine, Liboye Trey. So the Gemara says, "Idechon em bisum." Eim adam ben idechon em bisum. Kichtichos ofishon chilos ofishon shomer. Vishazik isur. Avloch ishazik isur. Nishishish avido. Zavido v'shbeav do v'shbeav rosh beis. So the Gemara says, "Teres bedinu ud mikim shtores damer leboy." Kitar ishlokish omer ishlokish nachstu v'ashtar ashkach v'nisem beis. V'rabonu v'datz. V'ochem shemidine akul v'rabon. Haikul ruchum reu. Die matzlis betrei lo yose balmaru posle. Chadose balmaru posle. So you know you're the teretz. Kim do ma mar bifnei kamone isnele. Rabbi Yechon de Rabchanine. Chadome bifnei shnayim chadome bifnei gimu. Mikore meidek daye. Lo yose lo benafshi. So the same piece of Gemara, the whole Shakla Vitaya, that the Gemara had before Ali B'de Rabbe, the Gemara now has mentions Ali B'de Rabbe. So one would be tempted to say, it's the same thing. But according to Rashi, it's not mamish the same thing, according to Rashi. You see, because according to Rashi, so there are two possibilities. In other words, the Shliach's Nemones, the Shliach's testimony, according to Rashi, Ali B'de Rabbe. So the Shliach's testimony is required. It required for two separate reasons. One reason as to why the Shliach's testimony will be for a Nechtam, and before a Nechtam is required, is in order to make sure to eliminate even a remote possibility, even the mute possibility, to eliminate even a remote possibility that the get was written Shalom Lishmo because of the contingency of Shnei Yisrael Mishimim. So the mele, the shliach has to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam, thereby ascertaining that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Mishimim. But then there is another. The shliach's testimony is required for another reason. In order to rebut the possible evil of the Baal. So if the Shliach wouldn't say for Nechtam, for Nechtam, then the Baal would come, the Baal would be Neman to pass the yet. Now that the Shliach says for Nechtam, for Nechtam, so the Baal will not come, and even if he comes, so we won't believe him. So in other words, according to Rashi, the Shliach has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam, for two reasons. One, in order to ascertain that there was no contingency of Shaloi Lishmo Mitzad Atzmo, there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Mishimen, to make sure that there wasn't a case of Yisrael Mishimen number one telling the Sefer to write again, and then he wrote, and then he changed his mind, and then Yisrael Mishimen number two told the Sefer the same thing to write again, and the Sefer on the spur of the moment said, I have the get already made. So in order to ascertain that there was no such contingency, the Shliach has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam. Then, the Shliach has to say for Nechtam, for Nechtam, for another reason, in order to rebut, preclude and rebut the possibility of evil by the Baal. According to Teisves, the whole reason is why the Chachomim enacted that the Shliach has to testify for Nechtam, for Nechtam, is only to preclude and to rebut the evil, but not to ascertain that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Mishimim. I mean, that's the difference between Rashi and Teisves. Now, so according to Rashi, when the Gemara says, V'rabonu muda atzvich, V'hochem mishim miguna akiru v'rabon. V'hochem mishim miguna akiru v'rabon. So what does it mean, mishim miguna akiru v'rabon? Because right now the Gemara is not discussing yet the reason of the Shliach's testimony in order to preclude and rebut the year of the Baal. So right now the Gemara is only discussing the possibility of Shnei Yisrael Mishimen, of Shalei Lishmo, because of Shnei Yisrael Mishimen, because of the mix up of two Yisrael Mishimen. So the Shliach has to ascertain that. So, but he's only in the Chod. So Rashi says, Mishimikune Akil Rabbon. I mean, the Gemara says, Mishimikune Akil Rabbon. He's Nemon, even though he's in the Chod. So he's Nemon to verify this fact itself, that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Mishimen. So then the Gemara says, but after all, like this, it should be required to Eidus. But the Chachomim apply a certain kule. So why should the Chachomim apply a certain kule? Hay kule yochumle udim atzlos detrei liyose baal maru posle, chadose baal maru posle. So then the Gemara says, kivim deomama bifnei kamone isnele. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Chanine, Chadoma Bifnei Gimul, Vechad Chavodom Bifnei Beis Chadom Bifnei Gimul, Mikore Meidik Dayei, Tuliosa Leruya Nafshei. So in the Habam, according to Rashi, when the Makshin asked, Chadose Baal Ma'areh, Chavos Balmara. Now, Tesis is too pshat. We didn't go over the Tesis yet. So, according to the first Loshon Tesis, we discussed the Tesis, too pshat in Tesis, when learning more or less now. So according to the first Loshon Tesis, when the Makshnes Chados Balmaru Poslei, it means he'll passel at Mamish to become Poslei Rabbanon, even though we don't believe him. Why don't we believe him? Because the Shliach testified and the Shliach has Memones. So Memele, we don't believe him. That's the Pashtis. But it would, the Makshnes assumed that even though the Baal Siu would not have any credibility, would not be trusted, in view of the fact that his ero takes place after the testimony by the Shliach, and the Chachomim gave the monies to the Shliach. So in Mele, he does not have any credibility, but because of the laws, it would be possible in Rabbah. So then the Gemara gives the Teretz, it wouldn't be possible in Rabbah. The second, according to the second Loshon, the Makshe also knew that in view of the fact that the Shliach already testified, so in Mele, the Baal Seal would not have any credibility, it would not be Neman. But people would talk, would gossip, would be made zilas, even though Bezhi would say, this issue is Muteras Menose, even from the point of view of the match. So she would be Muteras Menose. But people would still be talking, that would be a stigma against the woman. So Mimele, why should the Chachomim be misaking something that might result in a stigma against the woman? So then the Gemara in the Torah, it's no. So these are the two pshat. Now, what's the pshat? That's according to Tesis. So Tesis has a different pshat in the Gemara, because according to Tesis, the Chachomim did not have any choshet of a contingency of Shaloi Lishmo Mitzad Atzmei. The only choshe by the Chachomim was of a Niru by the Baal, but not of a choshe of Shaloi Lishmo Mitzad Atzmei, according to Tesis. So Memele Tesis says, two pshotim in the Makshe. Right. But Rashi, so according to Rashi, so there was a choshe by the Chachomim, Mitzad Atzmei, maybe there was a contingency of Shalom Lishmo of Shnei Yitzhak and Shimon. So because of that, the Chachomim required the Shliach to say Fonetu Fonechtam, they are by ascertaining that there was no contingency of two Yitzhak and Shimon. But then the Gemara is Kashi, but Haikureu Chumreu, Enoch Name is far. So the Gemara is Kashi, according to Rashi, is as follows. It's not like either pshat of Tesis. Tesis is to pshat him because Tesis lishitose that the Chachomim never required the Shliach to testify before the Nechtam in order to determine that there was no contingency of Shneis and Mishinim. And the whole purpose of the Takone, of that the Shliach should testify, is to preclude and to rebut a new by the Baal. So the Mele Tesis has two pshatim. What did the Makshe think? But according to Rashi, it's very simple what the Makshe asked. Because according to Rashi, so first the Shliach, through his testimony, he has to determine that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Mishinim. So then the Shliach does. And the Makshe is not arguing over the legal effect of the Shliach's testimony as far as determining that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Mishinim. The Gemara doesn't, the Makshe doesn't argue with that, but the Makshe has another kashe. True indeed that the Shliach is nemo on determining that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisrael Mishinim. But if the Baal comes as a Baal Ashtar, he is nemo to pass the shtar as a Baal Ashtar. Now, according to the Rambam, so his name will be the Raisa, if the Baal comes. According to the other Rishayim, Midrabon. But Midrabon, there is Nemones by Baal Ashtar. So the Gemara has the Kashi. Haikul Olaik, Revolu says in Rashi, as far as Rabbi is concerned. So Revolu says in Rashi that it's not on the basis of Baal Ashtar. It's not the basis of a shtar. It's just on the basis of an idechot. All right. It's not bala shtar. So the Baal is Nemon. So Han Kulel. So even though it's an idechot on the basis of idechot, so the shliach is Nemon to determine that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisim Mishimen, but there is another possibility. The Shliach's Nemones has another reason. Besides determining that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisim Mishimen, to preclude, it has another purpose, the testimony of the Shliach, by the Shliach, to preclude and rebut the humor of the Baal. So the humor has the kashe. True indeed that the Shliach's testimony has the legal effect of determining that there was no contingency of Shaloi Mishmo, of Shnei Yisim Mishimen by itself, but the Shliach's testimony is also for the purpose of rebutting of rebutting the humor of the Baal. But if an idechot, if the Chachomim accept the testimony of an idechot, and then the Baal will come, it will still be akhoshe of chadli gabichad. So it will not rebut completely the humor of the Baal. That's the second. That's the kasha of the makshi. So then the Gemara says, Kim di obamar b'fni kamon eistinle, Rabbi Yechon v'pchanine, Chad obar b'fni beiz, V'chad obar b'fni gimu. So mikore meidek daik, V'liyosel irui anavshe. So what does it mean? The kasha of the Gemara was, that even though the Shliach is Nemon, and is attaining the fact that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisim Mishimen, but he should not be able to be Nemon. In his argument, and he's akhoshe with the Baal, when the Baal says it was just written Shalom Lishmo, not because of Shnei Yisim Mishimen, it was just written Shalom Lishmo. So on that he should not have Nemones, because it will still be akhoshe of Chad Mitabichad, so it should be Sofik. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Kiv Yom Amar Bifnei Kamon Eisnele, Rabbi Yechani Vepanine, Chadoma Bifnei Beit, Vechadoma Bifnei Gimu. So the Kore Medek Daye, Kiv Yom Osel Yehui Enavshe. So the Pshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi, could be very simple. Now, there is a halacha of Kol Mokim Shini Notiri Dechod Arayi Kishnayim. So, that the Gemara mentions like Abba Meis Bailo. So if an Dechod says, that means by law, and the person gives her a psakli no say, a hetali no say, and then another idechot comes and says loimes, so you ignore the testimony of the other idechot. Because the first idechot had mnemonis of two, and the second idechot has mnemonis of one, so in vor shalechot mokim shnayim. Unless they both come with basachas. But if they come with achazeh, so the first one has mnemonis of two. The same thing the Gemara says likabi raruf, and the same thing the Gemara says likabi seite. Now, the question is, there is a machlekes rishonim whether the same halacha applies to idechot and bisur. So suppose one idechot comes and says there is chtiche. We don't know whether it's chemer and shumen. And then an idechot comes and says this chtiche is shumen. Then, so we pass. That this chtiche is shumen, you're allowed to eat it. Then the next day another idechot shows up and said, oh, this idechot who testified yesterday, he is lying. This is chayim. So according to the Marik, and the Tesis Yishenim increases, is Tesis Yishenim Barad Yishenim too. So they say that we apply the halacha of Kol Mokim Shumen to Yechad HaKishnayim. So the one who first testified that it's human, so he has the mones of two, and the one who testifies the next day that it's chayim has the mones is only one, so in Dvor Shalach HaMokim Shnayim. The Ritvo, the Mekiesef, Yivomez, the Piches, mentions the name of the Ritvo, that Ligabi Dechad and Misum, you don't apply the aloche of Kol Mokim Shimino Teo Yidecho, Harei Kishnayim. We don't apply the aloche of Kol Mokim Shimino Teo Yidecho, Harei Kishnayim. So the Ritvo says, why? He says, the halacha of Kol Mokim Shimino Teo Yidecho Shnayim applies only to Raufe, to Seite, to Mezbayo. Because they are really required to eat this. In Dorosh Be'al Pachs Mishnayim, But there is a kosuv in the dach of his nema. So mele, if the Torah mentions exas akosuv in the dach of nema, so obviously the kavone of the exas akosuv is that he should have nemonis of two, because it's a dovah shebe'alma. Dovah shebe'alma requires akosuv of two. So here the Torah trusted one. So that exas akosuv in effect implies that he has credibility of two. So mele, we apply this halacha. There is no aloha of credibility of two, and in Dechon is Nemon, we don't require two. So mainly yours, only Nemon is of one. So if another one is Makhashim, he also has Nemon is of one. So it's a Sofik, so it's a Khosh. This is what the Ritter says. Now, the Rambam also emphasizes that aloha of Komokim Sheminotir, Dechon Arik and Shnayim, Dechon Arik and Shnayim applies only to Eglarufe, to Seite, to Mezbail. But we cannot say, Reb Chaim says, that the Rambam agrees with the longness of the Ritva. Why not? Because the Rambam Shiti is, and at that point there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam Shiti is that the aloche of kol mokim shemina tiredach lakeshnayim by Eglarufe itself, by Seite itself, by Mezbail itself, so is only shayach in it kosher testing. A man, a kosher, not a kohen. Where one who is kosher, ladies, but any death, if he testifies that may is mine, and then later on, a month later, another eight comes and says, Roy Mays, so we say, the first idechot kosher, who said Mays has credibility of two, and the other eight who comes a month later, a week later, after Bezdin has given a psak din to the Isha that she can get married, has credibility of one, and Rosh Lech Mokushnai. But suppose an Idechot Posel is the first one who says Mezbail, or even though he's Nemon, and Isha is Nemon, a Korem is Nemon, a Shifra is Nemon, a Nevel is Nemon, Akubisir, Mitumi is Nemon, everybody is Nemon, all Suleiman Nemon. But he's not a kosher. Suppose an Isha comes and says Mezbail, and Bezdin gives a psak din linose to the Isha. Then another person, another Isha, another Idechot comes later on and says, Loi Meis. So then it's Loitinos. It's Loitinos. So we cannot say, the Ramban is fake. In other words, according to the Ramban, we apply the Aloha from Mokish Mitech Kereshnayim, even Ligabe it possible, not only Ligabe it kosher. Now, according to the Ramban, who distinguishes between the Dechot Kosher and the Dechot Posel insofar as Komok Shem Dechot Kereshnayim is concerned, so we cannot apply the longness of the Ritva. Because according to the Ritva, the fact that the Torah trusted and the Dechot by Seite, by Mezbailo, proves beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Torah gave the Dechot credibility of two. Because if the Dechot did not have credibility of two, he wouldn't be Nemon, because there is aloha in Dovah Shebe'al Pachas Mishnai. So, how is he Nemon? The answer is, the Idechot has credibility of two. But according to the Rambam, we cannot say that, because according to the Rambam, the aloha even by Mizbaino and by Seite, the aloha of Komokish Minitech that Mishnai applies only to Nechot Kosher, but Nechot Posel not. But when there is no Akhoshe, so then an Idechot Posel is also Nemon. But he doesn't have the credibility of two. So we see that according to the Rambam, and the Dechot is Nemon, even though he does not have credibility of two, even though he has only credibility of one. So what raya do we have that by these three, and the Dechot Kosher has credibility of two? So Reb Chaim says that according to the Rambam, this aloha of Komokin Shemiter Dechot HaKishnayim applies only to these three for a different reason. Because these three things, as the Ritva says, but love what I may, so if not for a special Zer Sakoso, they should require Edis. Mezbailo should require Edis because it's not a Dovah Shebe, because it is a Dovah Shebe Alvo. Seite should require two Edim because it's a Dovah Shebe Alvo. Egla Rufe, we don't know why should it require two Edim. But the Ritva himself says that it should require two Edim. So why, after all, Egla Rufe is not a Dovah Shebe Alvo. So for some reason, Egla Rufe, if not for the special Zer Sakosov, should also require two Edim, whatever the reasons. So, Mimele, so if there hadn't been a special Gzeras HaKosuv in the Tzeitim, as Bible and the Ragufe, then it should require to hang. But there is a special Gzeras HaKosuv. So the special Gzeras HaKosuv only applies to the one who testifies Mezmai. The special Gzeras HaKosuv of the Tzeitim applies only to the case where the Idecho testifies Nidmes. The special Gzeras HaKosuv by Glarufe, Loineida Miko, Honeida, Afilechot. So only implies that if Nidecho testifies, Royise Zayek. Honeida, Afilechot. But there is no special Gzeras HaKosuv that Nidecho is Nemon to say Loinitmes, that Nidecho is Nemon to say Loimes, that Nidecho is Nemon to say Loimoise Zayek. We don't have such a Gzeras HaKosuv. So Mimele, the reason is why the Gemara says that if Nidecho says Mezbayo, and then later on, and another Nidecho says Loimeis, so we reject the testimony of the other Nidecho. Because it's a Domesh Be'al, which requires the Eidim, but we have a special Gzeras HaKosuv, a dispensation, an exception to the general rule of in Domesh Be'al, Boz Mishnayim, that Nidechot is Nemon to say Mezbailo. But this special Gzeras HaKosuv only tells us that Nidechot is Nemon to say Mezbailo. But that special Gzeras HaKosuv does not tell us that Nidechot is Nemon to say Loimeis. So mainly we reject the testimony of the one who says Loimeis, and we accept the testimony of the one who says Mez. That's the pshat of Indreho Shalechot Mimokim Shnayim. So then you ask, so even Bibasachas, the one who says Mei should be Nemon, the one who says Loi Mei should not be Nemon. So with Basachas, there is a special aloche that since he is an Idechot, and so another Idechot is Nemon to be Makdish. Even though he has no credibility on the merits of the subject matter, but he has credibility to be Makdish this Idechot. So when does he have credibility to be makrish this dechot if it's basachas? But if it was erchazeh, so on the merits of the subject matter, so the Torah doesn't say that an dechot has nemones, special nemones to say loimeis. That the Torah only says on the merits of the subject matter, on the gufainian, that he has credibility to say meis, not that an dechot has credibility to say loimeis. But if they come with basachas, so he has credibility to be makrish. But if they come with achazeh, he doesn't even have credibility to be makrish. So maybe we accept the testimony of the idechot who says meis, but we reject the testimony of the idechot who says lo meis. So that's only shayach ligabe eglarufe, ligabe mezbailo, ligabe itzeite, mashen ki idechot misum. So just as an idechot has credibility, lihetea, and in Dechot has credibility, Lisa. So even Mosea Chazeh, it's considered as Rakhoshe, and we don't say, in Dvorov Sholechot, Bimokim Shnayim. This is what Rav Chaim says. So Mele now, the Pshat in Rashi is as follows. First, the Gemara mentioned, Mishimigun Akilu Berabon. Mishimigun Akilu Berabon. That because, in other words, we have there are two reasons as to why the Idechot has to testify before Nechtu for Nechtam. One reason is to ascertain the facts that there was no contingency of Shnei Yisim. And the Idechot, so the Idechot shouldn't be Nemon because it's a Dovah Shabbat Havo. So the Chachomim Mishum Reginoi gave him Nemonis. So then the Gemara as the Kashi, Haikuliu Chumreu. A chumre might emanate from it. The matzlech is a train, we also bow maho posle. So the bow wouldn't be able to be makrish, the duel. What had, if you are mining just a midechot, so on the merits of the Indian, so then, and here we couldn't say, since the Baal is the second one who comes last, so in Dvorav Shalech and Mokim Shnayim, because how do we explain, according to the Rambam, the Alochef in Dvorav Shalech and Mokim Shnayim? Because the Idechot who says Mes has special credibility, a special Gzeras HaKosuv. The Idechot who says Loimes does not have any special credibility. So as to him we apply the general principle of in Dovah Shebe'alvo Pachas Mishnayim. Pachas Mishnayim. So, but by Dechamim Bisum, we don't say it according to the Rambam. So here too, according to Rashi, we don't apply the Halacha as far as the Nemones. So, as far as the Nemones of the Baal, is of the Shliach, is concerned, as far as the Nemones of the Shliach, in regard to the hero of the Baal, so the Shliach does not have any special Nemones, any special credibility. He has Nemones of Nidachot. So then the Baal also has Nemones of Nidachot. My Chosis, why should we give the Shliach more credibility than the Baal? Apart from Baal Ashtar. So as Ravelu says in Rashi, here there is no special Nemones of Baal Ashtar. But we cannot say in Rosh Lechem Mokim Shnayim. When can we apply the Halacha in Rosh Lechem Mokim Shnayim? Only in the case where the first Nidachot has special credibility. Let's say the first Nidachot who testifies Meiz Barlo, the first Nidachot who testifies Nit Meiz, the first Nidachot who says Ro'is Yairim. So there is a special Tersakosov that gives him special credibility. But that Nidachot who says Loi Meiz, Loi Nit Meiz, Loi Ro'iso. So there is no Tersakosov that gives him special credibility. So maybe we say the first one, we accept the first one's testimony, second one's testimony, not. But here, the Chachomi Mishumukine gave Nemones to Nidachot. But the Baal is just as much, even though he's not the Baal Ashtar, as Ravu says, but he certainly has as much credibility as the Nidachot, so it's still a Koshe. So it's still a Koshe. So then the Gemara says, keep the Omama. So that means that the Shliach has special emunas here. So since he has special, because of Medek Daik, because the wounded of Medek Daik corroborates the testimony of the Shliach. So mainly yes, Midrabonon has special emunas. So it is just like the special credibility of the Nidachot who says Meiz Barlo. So there he has special credibility because of his special Tersakosov. Or there the one who says Nit Meiz has special credibility because of his special Tersakosov. There the one who says Ro'is Yairim has special credibility because of his special Tersakosov. Here he has special credibility, the Shliach, in contrast to the Baal, because of Medek Daik. So in Mele, when the Baal contests him and he's makrashim, we say in Dvor Shalechot Mokim Shnayim, so we reject the testimony, the hero of the Baal, and we accept the testimony of the Shliach. Rashi Shat, Moritz Kashi, I'll leave the Rabbi. Now the same Gimore, The same Shakunitari is mentioned by Gimore in connection with Rover 2. But it seems possible to apply the same Pshat in the Sukhi of Gimore with the Rover. Because according to Rabbi, so we saw that according to Rashi, so the make sure that there is no contingency, or no contingency of being in the community. So first of all, the Shliach testifies on the value of the Ger. That the Ger was this person. And then, there's another purpose in the Shliach testimony, to rebut the hero of the Baal. That's the result of us. So we can say that. But in the regard to Rove is not facing quality. So they really cannot say that the testimony of the Shliach has a double courage to testify on the value,
And the Egyptians have asked more, that there was no continuity of the Lord's law. And then we got the new law of the Bible. I will give you another but I will give you another reason. There is no double purpose in the testimony of the Master of the Lord. There is just one purpose. There is just one purpose. Now, so, if practices are exist, like the rising, so then you could explain the Rashi in connection with Rome the same way as the Rashi planted in connection with Rashi. Now what's the rising teaching? The rising teaching is, that even when a Easter produces the death of self, so it has to be in time. That's in the time. And the teaching of the Rashi is first lesson in the time of day. So, the way that you have to teach a dream like the Rashi, so you can explain the Gemara, I'll read the Gemara in the same way as Rashi explained the Gemara, I'll read the Rashi. Now, how does Rashi explain the Gemara, I'll read the Rashi? So, first the Gemara says, in Abu Dhabi, the author is in the Gemara of Abu Dhabi, so because of the Buddha, the Chachom didn't swear the village and didn't make money. Students there. To be named on the merits of the death. In other words, to make sure, to verify, that there was no contingency of things. Then the Gemara in the passage, I call the Chomil, the Chachom, the Chachom, the Baal Maal, the Chachom, the Chachom, the Baal Maal, the Chachom, the Gemara says, if you have a mouth, you can come on the Easter law. The Jesus, in other words, who indeed the expedibility of the marriage of the day, that there was no contingency of saying to the human, but suppose the Baal is Maharaj, then the three are not the animal to be matched with the Baal. And the Gemara says, we call it a diagram, so we are not free. So the Lele not only is the three are animal to determine that there was no convenience of things in the human, but he's also able to rebut an evil, a future evil by the Bible. So it's to the moment. It's to the moment by the Bible. That in regard to that. Now in regard to all that, so each Hashem has agreed with the seat of the Hashem, so we could explain it more in the same way. That the teacher of the Rashi is that death is not a single from all other stories. Just as no story with the Rabbonim, who with the Rashi, in the Maksim HaSara started with the Bessin, but the Rabbonim is not the after all, unless there is still. So, take the teacher is that you can be good, and so by death, we don't have death, that are lost. That is not natural without sin, without sin. But the highest thing is that by death we also have how long that without sin is not natural in the communication. Not that they say. But there is a special bullet by Ziyah that is designed by Ziyah itself, by Ziyah. But if he is able to do it, then he must be tired down to 80. But he is a Ziyah. So in the beginning, then the Messiah himself is known to be Dachokan in the time. But the Aloha, the Sakonis Chachonu, that the star requires Tiyum, and without Tiyum is not left to lose the rebellion, that's why he is to get the Sakonis Chachonu. So if Chachonu can be like the Rabbis, then we can explain the more. I will be hoping the same way as Chachonu explained it, I'll read the Rav, so the Shriach and Suleiman. First of all, through his testimony, he determined that there was no, he has admonished on the value of the death, that the death was not so really small. In other words, that there was no contingency of sin to the Shriach, and then he has admonished to rebut the hero by the bar. So, contrary, we could explain the Gemara, how we can evolve in the same way. So the Gemara says, Gemara is a castle, in order to be able to approximate, so how we, the Gemara is a castle, the Gemara is a castle, So maybe what we need for a doctor for an echdam, she doesn't have to do anything. But I think we need more. Here the Mishnah says that the Dishon, we shot from the Elchiton, and if you send it for an echdam, she can get married. But Dishon, the Chlemot, she can get married. So in order to be allowed to get married, she has to be Mekayim al Deini, not just by sending it for an echdam for an echdam. This is how the Ayyad explains the Kashi of the Gemot. Anyway, but so but Rashi does not explain the Gemara like the Rashi. So Rashi holds that by get there is no requirement of food. And the only thing by get is if the Baal is the Arei, if the Baal is the Arei, let's say the Arei Tikoi. Well, so if the Baal is Baal, when she has delivered the get, they deliver the get the Arei Tikoi. Or if the Isha produces a get in Chutzlaret or in the Arei Tikoi. So there is no need for human, there is no need for Lechem, for Lechtam. But if the Baal is now here, then it is kind of evil. It is kind of evil. So Memele, according to Asisha, so we cannot say that the Shliach has to the monitor. One on the merits of the get. In other words, if the get is not to do it, he's never to be Mikayim, and born he has the money to rebut the hero of the Baal. This Joseph Rashi says in Alim the Rabbi, in explaining more Alim the Rabbi. Because according to Rashi, he only has the money to rebut the hero of the Baal. But on the merits of the head, it's not necessary for the Shliach to have the money. So it's considered Lechel to some events, even without Kiyo, I guess. So how will we explain this one? So the Gemara Ali the Rove will be explaining, Rashi doesn't say one word on the Shach of the Ali the Rove. Rashi only explains the Shach of the Ali the Rabbi, but the Shach of the Ali the Rove doesn't say one word. So, I mean, what one would be tempted to assume, he doesn't say words because it's the same shot, right? Why repeat it? But Rashi couldn't explain the Shakri Kali Ali the Rabbi in the same way as he explained the Shakri Kali Ali the Rabbi. Ali the Rabbi, so for that accomplishes a double purpose. First of all, he determined that there was no contingency of saying what she meant, and number two, he rebut a possible Eo by the Baal. Makenkin here, the only purpose of the festival of Lechem of the Rove is to rebut a possible Eo of the Zero by the Baal. So we cannot explain the Gemara the same way as he explained the Gemara in the Rabbi. So how will we explain it? So the Gemara says, beginning to be started to have a good one. If you have a good one, you have a good one, you have a good one, the Rabbonu Hudat, so what does it mean Rabbonu Hudat? Rabbonu Hudat, in order to rebut a Yachoshe by the Baal, the Yachoshe, the Yachoshe of Rabbonu. So this way, when the Yachoshe says, I will be the Rabbi, which means the Yachoshe of Rabbonu, so then, I will be the Rashi Pshat, so the Mishimidin Akum Rabbonon has reference to the credibility of the Shliach and the merit of it, that there was no contingency of the Mishimid. And the Korabitic Diet has reference to the credibility of the Shliach to rebut the possible evil by the Baal. But here, he doesn't have a double purpose, only one purpose, to rebut the impossible hero by the Baal. So here the Gemara says, Mishimidina Akil Rabbonon. So why is Mishimidina Akil Rabbonon? That because of the Mune, so he can rebut the possible Hakoshe by the Baal. So, but then the Gemara says, we call a meeting diet, then the Gemara says we call a meeting diet, but we also look at an object. So that means it's based upon meeting diet, not upon evil. So when the Gemara says both things, I will be the rabbi too. But Vinyad, the Shliach has two lemonet. So Mishmigune has to do is explanatory of the lemonet and the merits of it. That there was no contingency of Shleyes and Shimen. And before the main diet, has reference to the credibility and in reporting that the hero of the Baal, that Shalom is more. But here, the testimony of the Shliach, saying the Baliyatab, is only to report the hero. So from this memory it appears that the weakness why in memory is because of the Gilakur Avalon, and from the Maskon of the memory it appears that the reason why in memory is because it's for a main style when we also know in Ashur. So we have to explain it as follows. I mean, there's no other way. Because actually, in all story, the reason the Rabbani of Sina, and until it is disguised, so then there is, it's not Mechter to the bed. Here, there is an exception. That it's Mechter to some bed, even without you. Even without you. And the Isha, don't put it together, it's not an Avishriya. If it's not an Avishriya, so then, there is, if it's not an Avishriya, so then, she doesn't have to be kind of it. She doesn't have to be kind of him at all. So, there is a special bullet. Why did the Chachamim apply a special bullet in Avishriya? We got no story, so there is a loche that it's not Merkel to the Benson if it's not Messiah. And here it's Merkel to the Benson if without you, so that is because we should be in a kill Rabbi. So the more in a Rabbi, the more says, the Rabbon would ask, the loche we should be doing a kill the Rabbon. Because if the Chachonim has not made a special kule, so then the Chachonim wouldn't believe the Shliach. And kill him again. Because if there has been a special kulek that here again is considered Merkel and this of the best, even without him, some melee the Chachamim wouldn't be mommy and in their heart in being kind again. Why? Because after all, there is a general principle that King Shdoris requires to aid him. And King Shdoris cannot be affected by Zechot, but the reason is why the Chachomim were mocking the Shliach in reporting a future evil by the Baal is because the Chachomim were finding special Kule and they were attacking that here again is considered Merkel and this only bends to live without him. So the Melech, since it's considered Merkel and this only bends to live without him, so the Melech, the Shliach is never to be Makrish, a hero, a future hero by the Baal. But if the Chachomim has not applied the special kule of dispensing with the requirements of Kiyum that applies to all stories, so maybe the Chachomim wouldn't give him credibility, wouldn't give him the money to be Makrish and hero by the Baal, only because he's considered natural to some person without Kiyum. But the Baal, Bitehan Balashta, can pass on the Shah if he's not a. So here, in view of the fact that even without the testimony by the Shia, it's considered Merkel is on the bed. As long as the Baal is not married. So it's considered Merkel is on the bed. So Mimele, the Chachomim gave him the money of being Makrit, a future hero by the Baal. But if not for the Yiduya Kodim Rabbon, then the same requirement that a star requires Kiyum, and without Kiyum it's not their closest to the Benson, would apply to them too. And if it would apply to them, then the Chachonim would be marking the Shliach with the Mitzvah Dayan, because Kiyum stories require prayer. So even in their heart, he's made a diet, he still cannot be retired in Shah and in Yahweh. So how is it that here he can be retired? Because here we should consider a kill of the Rabbanon that is considered natural in the reverse without him. But if the Baal will come, the Baal of Shah will be Mahavira, he will be able to pass over. So because of that, The Chachamim gave him the money. And why was the money in it? Because of the Torah made a Gdal. So the Pshat, even though the Gemara uses the Losh Mishmijuna Akhil Barabonon in connection with Rav, and the Gemara uses the Losh Mishmijuna Akhil Barabonon in connection with Rabbe with a different London, different meaning. In vis-a-vis Rabbe, when the Gemara says Mishmijuna Akhil Barabonon, so that's explanatory. It's why the Shriach has credibility, his Nehemon, on the merits of the guest, to determine that there was no contingency of saying to him. In the Sukhya, when the Torah said Mishmigin HaKul Rabbonon, so Mishmigin HaKul Rabbonon does not explain as to why the Shriach has no money. The Shriach has only one money, Alim Nehemon, to be born in future year by the Baal. But Mishmigin HaKul Rabbonon only explains as to why here the guest is considered special into some events even without you. That's because we should begin. So the melee, this, it is considered special into some events. The star is considered, the guest is considered special into the events even without you. And the only purpose of the festival of the Shriah is to rebirth and to recruit and heal by the power. So the melee, the Chachamim gave him the money. But if there had been this dispensation, this bullet, Gabriel, Mishumikune, of dispensing with the requirement of Kiyum Ashtar as being indispensable to the natural use of the man, so then the Chachamim wouldn't give them money to anybody. Because if guests, like all other stuff, would be subject to the requirement of Kiyum Shoreh, and without him, it would be considered loy lechyo in terms of the best. Then, and in that case, would be nemon to be matched with the hero by the Bible. Yes.
You know,
the Havonah by the Idecho, to be mastered, the purpose of which is to be mastered the future year by the Bible. This is how Rashi would have explained it. So it's a little strange, because Rashi doesn't say one word, and the whole chapter is now Yom Yom. So one would take it for granted, one would be tempted to take it to his own, that since Rashi doesn't say one word, and the Shakal Italia with the Rabbe, and he does the revelry, and the Shakal Italia Alibe, Alibe the Rabbe, that is the same object. But it couldn't be the same object. Because according to Rashi, Alibe the Rabbe, so the Shriach has two memories. And the testimony for that Menachtam has a double. But that's according to Rashi. Now let's see what's the Pshat according to. Now, according to this, so we said yesterday. So, Alibe the Rabbe, in connection with Rabbi, so the testimony of the Shriach and Konechta Konechtam has only one purpose, one objective. Because it's not necessary for the Shriach to determine anything on the merit. Because we are not taking for Shnei Mishnah. So only the Shriach has to verify, all that the Shriach has to verify is to rebut that a future year by the Baal, that is the name. So according to the Gemara says, stamping the Bani Yisrael, the Rabboni Yatzir, the Rabboni Yisrael, the Rabboni Yisrael, so what do you mean, the Rabboni Yisrael, the Rabboni Yisrael, according to this, so according to Rashi, when the Gemara says, the Rabboni Yisrael, the Rabboni Yisrael, the Chachamim gave him credibility, gave him the money, and the merits of it, to determine that there was no contingency of Shnei Mishimah. But according to Pesach, we are not Pesach for that. Even without the testimony, we are not Pesach for that. But without the testimony, we are thinking, maybe the Baal will be married, and then it will pass. So the purpose of the monarchy is to rebut and preclude a new by the Baal. So at the very outset, according to
Sages, when the Gemara says,
Mishimun Akil Rabbanon, so that means that the reason why the Shliach is Nemor is because
it's a special code.
So then, the Gemara has the, when the Gemara has the Kashrut,
when the Gemara has the Kashrut,
Haikumu, Humreu, Dimit Matrachu, Prey, Riose Bao Maru, Posole,
Hadose Bao Maru, Posole.
So, what's the Gemara saying? Bishleime according to Rashi.
Bishleime according to Rashi.
That Rashi said that the Shliach, the testament from Nachtam, has a double purpose to accomplish. One, to determine something on the mouth. And two, to rebut and you by the vow. So we understand the Kasha of the Gemara. Haikulu Uchumri. Two indeed. According to Rashi, that we should do not kill the Rabbon. So he is never on the marriage of it. But how about the new by the bow? Why should he be never? To rebut a future new by the bow,
it should be hard to have a heart.
I don't know, I'll explain the Rashi. But according to Rashi, so when the Gemara says at the very outset, we should begin to kill the Rabbon, it also means to rebut, Mishum Medina Akil Rabbanon and the Chachomim gave him credibility to rebut any of by the Baal. So why does the Gemara then ask, Chados Baal Maal Posoi? The Gemara said, Mishum Medina Akil Rabbanon, they gave him the money to rebut. How can the Baal be Machmish then? Because that's the purpose. So that's the reason as to why Pinchas was bothered by this Kashim.
Rashi wasn't bothered.
Because according to Rashi, so the testimony of the Vanachtam has a double
purpose.
But according to Tzitzit, it does not have a double purpose. Only one purpose. It has only one money, not two demonists. But one money, to be matched the of the Baal. So what Tzitzit was disturbed by the Gemara's Kashi. What does the Gemara want? Haikum Yochum Reim. The Gemara already said the Shemekunak Murabon. So because of the good of the Chachomim gave credibility to the Shliach, to be never what? And the marriage? There is no chosha on the marriage, according to David. The only chosha is maybe the power of the man. So when the Gemara said, you should begin at the Rabbanon, the Gemara meant that the Chachomim gave him the modest to be makrish, to be perfect, to preclude the old. So what does the Gemara ask? You are the power of the
puzzle.
How puzzle? We should begin to the Rabbanon, so they gave him already mnemonics to rebut any evil.
So that's why, so Tesis was disturbed by the Pasuk.
That's why Tesis mentioned the scripture. So now let's go over it. Yesh Diporich, Diporto Imam, Apal Gabriel Mehemet, Dilek El Alav Yehomet Mif. So the first shot is the Tesis of an army. The Gemara already said we should begin to the Rabbanon. So Bishimi Gunev Akhtar Abolon, so according to Tesis, it means that the Chachomim gave, because of the Gunev, the Chachomim gave the money to Nidahot, to be Makhish and Yodela. That was the purpose. That was the purpose of the Bifonenach. So why does the Gemara ask?
So the Gemara says, according to the first verse,
true indeed, that the Chachomim Mishimi Gunev, gave the money to the Shliach, to be makdish to you on the Baal. So
the Melech,
if the Shliach does testify for Nachtam, and then the Baal comes and says, Yishalo Yishmo, so we are not precious for the testimony of the Baal. We are not precious,
because the Shliach is the money.
So we know the Shliach tells the truth, and the Baal tells a lie. The makdish knows the truth. That once the Shliach testifies for Nachtam of Nachtam, so then we take it for granted, we assume that the Shliach tells the truth and the Baal tells a lie.
Because the Shliach already established that
there is no Shalom Shmo in that case. So the Melech, the Baal says it is before Shalom Shmo, he's lying.
But even though he's lying, the Machin assumes
it will attach a stigma to the Yid. It will stigmatize you. Why? Because people are not lonely. So the average person in the street is not alone. And he doesn't know the money, Shriach, the money. He doesn't know anything. He just knows the Baal came and said it's a little girl. So people start talking. She's not divorced, and she will marry, so she'll have children, so they are mundane and so on. So a stigma will be attached to the woman. So because of that, the Chachomim, so not that the Baal is Nemo, but he'll be effective in being Mitzvah and in order to protect the Isha against the laws of people. So the Mitzvah is Rabbon, the get will be possible. Not because we trust the hero of the Baal. No! The Shliach especially determined the fact that the get was Isha. Because that was the whole purpose of the Takoni of the Kohen Adam, the Shliach should be there. So then when the Baal comes, Bezdin does not read the Baal. Bezdin Shuo, the Shliach told the truth, and the Baal is just Mitzilah. Or I didn't Mitzilah, but it's a thing that just depends. So throughout the din, the Baal has known the money. The Shliach has the money. The Shliach has the money. But still there is a law, there is a stigma attached to the Isha. So because of that, in order to protect the Isha against the stigma, so the Chachamim has to pass over again. Even though whatever the Baal says is a law, still they had to pass over again. In order to protect the Isha, because if the Chachamim pass over again, that means she will not get married without another one. So the male, there won't be any stigma. So in order to prevent the stigma against the Isha, the Chachomi, so the Machshin felt that the Chachomi meant to pass on the head. Even though we are sure that whatever the Shliach said is true, and whatever the Baal said is lie, still the Machshin assumed that in order to protect the Isha against the laws, the Chachomim have to pass on again. Not on the basis of the money of the Baal, on the basis of the Sheker of the Baal. The Chachomim had to pass on again. So then the Gemara in the Teret, given Yom Amar, the Mekam of Eichelo, the Gechel of Chalineh, Chadom of Tzibayz, Chadom of Tzibayzimu, we call an Eichel time, there won't be any real stigma. And since the Shliach has the money, so according to the first portion of Teisei, the demoness of the Shliach is based upon what? Upon Medic Dayik? No. The Medic Dayik is only explaining as to why there won't be any stigma. But the demoness of the Shliach, according to Teisei, is based upon Mishumikuni Akhil Rabbah. That's all. In the right thing, we don't need any testimony, only the Rabbah. So the name of the Chachomim gives credibility to any Dachor, to the Shriach. So that's why it's Nemo. Not because we should be calling it Dai. The main Dai, according to Teisnes, is only explains as to why we are not afraid of the last, of the stigma. Because we call it main Dai. We are not ashamed. So mainly, and even, first of all, no possibility, he will not come. And even if he will have the chutzpah to come, so no one will pay attention. People, the majority of people will not be in the affairs. Even if he comes. So there won't be any stigma. And why is it happening? Not because we call him in Italian, but because we should be connected to the Rabbana. According to Rashi, so we call him in Italian is the reason as to why he has the money. In reporting the hero of the Baal, according to this, the reason is why the Shliach has the money in reporting the hero of the Baal is because we should make it a clear Rabbanon. But the Kohen Dayik is explanatory as to why we are not afraid of a Baal. That's the first one. In case, I mean, so it sounds a little strange. I mean, the Makshin
assume that we believe the Machten can see it, that we believe they the whole
Mishumitune, Mimele, we don't believe
the testimony of the Baal, the hero of the Baal, and we are sure that the hero of the Baal is a Sheker,
and still we should pass to get to the Rabbanon
in order to protect the issue against this Ela,
against this thing.
Alright.
Vintem, in case, my salte daito, the Mohammed for a yerta, kim the akati in the line. So then, Teisha says, so the Machshin, so the Machshin, according to the Machshin view, that
even though the Shliach is Nehemon,
but still in the Baal is not here,
so the get becomes bottle, so my little Chachon is a
Chachon. Chonim of the Shliach should take from the
So if, let's say, as a result of the testimony of the Shliach,
so if the Baal is not here, we ignore the law of the Baal, and the get remains intact, kosher, and the Ish is allowed to get married, fine.
So you understand what the Chachomim accomplished by requiring the Shliach to say for Nechta, for Nechta.
But according to the Machshin,
so
even though the Shliach is Nehemon, and but still, we do pay attention to the law of the Baal. We do pay attention. Not that we assume that the Baal is telling the truth. No, we assume the Baal is telling the Shekta, but we pass on the get anyway.
So in final analysis, the testimony from that doesn't even accomplish anything. So why did the Chachomim?
Why were the Chachomim starting the Shliach should say, he doesn't accomplish anything?
So Yeshlema, this how could I talk? The Mohammed, he raised the only Moyes, she is the Shoyan.
Umiyu, he must produce. They did accomplish, because most of the time, the Baal, in the Shia does say for that in the next time, so the Baal will not dare be made the alive. So that's the accomplishment.
So, in other words, if the Shia will not say for that in the next time, then the Baal will be more disposed to be married.
As a result of the requirement in the Shia, to say for that in the next time, the Baal will not be disposed to be married. But if he is married, so then the get will become from.
In spite of the demonics of the Shriya, in the Ponelakar,
who might be talking about it, according to the light of the Marsh, that even that in face of the testimony by the Shriya, if the Baal is married, so he can manage, the hero will be effective to battle the get.
On the basis of the Sheker of the Yom.
Not on the basis of the Emes, but on the basis of the Sheker of the Yom.
So, Hod is not in Yishol of the Yom, in kind of Chesmo now.
So the Mishnah says in connection with me, get the Ashur Poet, whether we go for that or not. So you Yishol of the Yom, the Mishnah asks, Yod Mai, here is when Yod is at home. So, it's the Yod Chad Lachnum, El Yod Bar.
So the Mishnah mentions in connection with me, get the Ashur Poet,
that the Baal, if the Baal is the area, then we must appeal. The implication being that only the Baal is the area, they are the soil where the Shriya didn't say for Nechus and Nechus.
Then it requires Kim Chesmo.
But if the Baal is the area, the Chutu Arif where the Shriya didn't say for Nechus and Nechus, it doesn't require Kim Chesmo. But according to the Marian, so even if the Baal is the area, the Chutu Arif where the Shriya didn't say for Nechus and Nechus.
So we feel it's still effective to require Kiyum Chrismo.
So we say, according to the Havamina of the Machshin, we have to say
that the Tinoch Name, he says, Mishlo Be'erim,
in the moment the Mishlo does not address when it's only to Tarth Israel, it addresses when it's to Tarth Israel. So my little time, how you do it, I think that the Tinoch Name is ומשנה מלך דל ולראות את בעל הארץ ואפילו יעלה או יעמיו so they won't even be a stigma We let the last flower. So the Vedic diet is explanatory as to why there won't be a stigma, there won't be a loss. But it's not explanatory as to why the Shriach Nemo. Why the Shriach Nemo according to David? Because he's making a trial. According to Rashi, why the Shriach Nemo do we work? Do you all the power? Because of me. But that's a machine between Rashi and David. Then there's another thing. So the reason is like that stuff. That the machine assumes that true indeed the Shriach is Nemon, and we don't attach any credibility to the Baal Seol. And as a matter of fact, we take it for granted that the Baal Seol is fully Sheker, but still we pass on again. Even though we take it for granted that it's fully Sheker, we still pass on again in order to protect the issue against the stigma, against the wrath. That's not the problem. She is possibly in last bound, keeping the common shulchan. The eighth, it was now, since the fourth day, that according to the first pshat, so according to the organizer of the Machshim, when he says, in each of all the kind of people, he does not have reference only to the living head there before, where the Shia did it from after the Shabbat. But it has reference also to the living head the Chutzpah, where the Shia did it from after the Shabbat. Much more than that. The only way it's not the Risha means again in the Sayyam in Yishol Beirin, Kitol Ebsim, is the fact that the Mishnah mentions that in the Sefer of the Mishnah, where he deals, where he discusses, where he gets out his oil, indicates that in the Risha of the Mishnah, if the Baal is Nahareya, it has no effect. Some male takes the second motion, in taste explains a different forage, who postulates, Kainishi, I'm a new lila. I will be convoking Haget Kosher. So David says, that's what the Makshe says. How does the Baalim Haru postulate? The Makshe didn't mean that the get will become possible and the Besim will tell the Ishiah, you need another get. You can't get married with this get. No. But the Machshin also considered that once the Shliach says it from the Lechtan and the Chachomim gave the money, credibility to the Shliach, Mishumigune, so then that the money is rebutted any hero by the Baal. And we don't, and Mimele is the Baal will be married, the Machshin also knew. So the Isha, the get will not be possible. And the Isha will be allowed to get married. But the Kashi is, on the Chachomim. How did the Chachomim give the money, Mishubigune, to the Shriach? And then this money might result sometimes in a stigma, in a very big stigma against the Isha. It's not the derech of the Chachomim to do something that might result to a stigma, to such an inconvenience to the stigmatization of the Ishtar. So the name of the Kashi is, why did the Chacham give the money to the Shriach to rebut the year of the Baal? The more is the Tere. No, there won't be any stigma against the Ishtar, because we call a Vedic diet. So the name of the Baal will not come, and even if it will come, people will not pay attention. No one who has common sense will pay attention to the laws of the Baal. So the name of no stigma will result from this testimony by the Shriach. So the name of the answer is, the Kashi, how is the Chachomim be the Shriach credibility? So again, according to the second Shriach, why the Shriach Lemon? Why the Shriach Lemon? The Shriach Lemon, not because of his Gorem in his diet. The Shriach Lemon because he is doing it in the Rabbah. So we have a machlech between Rashi and Jesus. According to Rashi, so the Lemon is not the marriage of the Gerech, he's grounded Gune kol rabono. For the moment to report the of the power is found in Kolomenika, according to the Dingsley, there is only one Mones to report the year of the power, and then grounded in Gune Akim of the Rabono, and when you want to say Dingsley, it's not explanatory of the moment. That explanatory is why there is no one, according to both. Now, it's mashma from this read, it's mashma that the Chachomim couldn't possibly get, the Chachomim couldn't possibly get Mishumlav if Bereshit doesn't believe the Yom. The Chachomim couldn't possibly. It's unreasonable to say that the Chachomim of Mitzvah, that he yet becomes possible because of the last that it might produce. So the Chachomim possibly get just because of the last. Because if the Chachomim do possibly get, it must be based upon certain emotions. That's how it must come in the emotion. But let's see another. Let's see another. Another read. Now, I don't know whether you learned it or not. That he of that. Go as a piece of demon, a film now. In the middle of your mind, by the end of the star, the half way, no one. First, you go in the swim of the moon, the film now, in the middle of the star. First, you go in the swim of the moon.